call me weight loss resistance syndrome. If you're having a harder and harder time losing weight and dropping stubborn belly fat, this video is for you. Hey everybody, it's Brian with Applied Fitness, and this video is all about what exactly is weight loss resistance syndrome and how can we overcome it, because you can overcome it. We've been helping people for years over the age of 40 achieve the results that they want. So first off, let's start with the elephant in the room. What is weight loss resistance syndrome? It is a cluster of symptoms that make it nearly impossible to lose weight. And those typically start in our late 30s and 40s, 50s and beyond. And what those symptoms are, first is a slower metabolism. From years and years of excessive dieting and overexercising and just muscle wasting in general, just naturally, your metabolism starts to slow down. Now, it's important that you think of your metabolism as a thermostat. The higher a thermostat, the hotter and the warmer it is. Same with your metabolism. The higher your metabolism, the more calories you burn, even at rest. And that is the holy grail, is to be able to keep that metabolism elevated so you burn calories even when you're reading, sleeping, playing with kids, or watching TV. Number two is the increased hunger and food cravings. As with the weight loss resistance syndrome, no matter how hard you try to diet, you find yourself, you get that resistance where you just get these abnormal food cravings, where you want sugar, you want chocolate, you want processed food. All those things get out of control and it becomes consuming, where it takes over, and then you get into it and then you feel guilty and remorseful and you feel like I'm such a failure when you are not. You just have to know how to manage those. Number three, the third symptom is reduced energy. Energy, lethargic feeling, especially midday, you start to get that fogginess, a hard time to concentrate, you just feel like taking a nap. You don't feel like yourself. You don't feel like you should feel like. That is a sign and symptom of that. And last but not least is weight gain. No matter, despite your best efforts, no matter what you do, how many workouts, what you eat, what you don't eat, the fad diet, this diet, fill in the blank diet, nothing seems to work. That is weight loss resistance. And that is your body literally holding on and clinging to that body fat. But there is good news. So the good news is there is a way to overcome that. And that comes down to three things you want to focus on. Number one is metabolism. Metabolism is everything. That dictates how many calories you burn throughout the day. So what we're going to focus on there is progressive strength training. Now you see, when you strength train, that raises your metabolism because you break down your muscle tissue and then your metabolism stays elevated to repair itself throughout the rest of the day, up to 36 hours. Let me say that again. So you can do a workout on a Monday and up to 36 hours from now, you're still burning calories. So you don't get that effect with cardio. So, you know, if you're doing a spin class or a rowing or a treadmill or elliptical, you burn calories during the workout, but after the workout, your body goes to pre-exercise levels, which is no good. Strength training is where it's at. And besides, it gives you that toned, sculpted, lean look, and that's what we all want. Anyways, number two is you have to regulate and maintain your hormones. This is super important because as we age, our testosterone levels decrease, our estrogen decreases, our insulin increases, and God knows cortisol or stress level increases. All those things together really affect your hormone balance. And if you don't get that under control, that really is going to make it nearly impossible losing weight. That is the key to losing weight, is getting those hormones under control. And last but not least is managing your macros, particularly protein. Now, we're not talking about some low carb or keto or any of that nonsense, but we are talking about making sure that each and every meal you're having a sufficient amount of protein to keep your metabolism elevated. See, all these things go together. So you do the progressive strength training, so you're building the muscle. Eating the protein, that builds the muscle and keeps metabolism elevated. By doing those two things, that's going to regulate your hormone. That's going to help you to lose the weight, drop the fat, drop the inches, look and feel years younger, and become you again. I hope this video helps. If you have any questions, reach out to us. We're here.